Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Talk about this center as a resource for the city of Buffalo, especially amid the pandemic.
I think that this center is very important, especially during this pandemic, as it relates to neighborhoods that have seen for decades, if not a century, health disparities. And so I think to bring this center, bring this opportunity right to those neighborhoods and target different zip codes, that is very important. Because as this virus spreads, if it spreads to our most vulnerable, it's going to spread everywhere. And so I think this is important.
And I've talked to you about this before, about the state at least showing that they're trying to reach harder to reach neighborhoods, or health deserts, as some people call them. Do you feel the state has done a good job in allocating vaccine resources to harder to reach neighborhoods? Do you think that there could still be more improvement in that area? Where do you feel the state lies on that right now?
Oh, I think in any situation, there could be improvement. However, I think that the state has worked with what it has. You know, the state was getting vaccines from the federal government and trying to distribute those out to as many people as possible is a daunting task, especially when you've never, ever been through this, you know, in modern history before. So I think that having the task force, which involved inner city leaders, also doctors and citizens, that was important. The state has made some decisions on its own. I don't second guess those decisions because this is a moving target. So whether it could be better, of course. Do I think that it has been horrible? No. And do I think that it will get better? Absolutely.
And last I spoke to you about this topic, you expressed concern that Black communities will have more hesitancy in taking a vaccine like this. Have you seen that get better at all? What are your thoughts on that problem, or at least that concern you had a couple months ago?
Well, you know, I think that it is getting better as far as people being less hesitant about taking the vaccine, especially as they see their loved ones and people they trust take the vaccine and not seeing any long-lasting side effects. I know that I have a lot of seniors right now who are still saying, hey, I want the vaccine. Once they got that go-ahead from their doctor, friends of theirs got it. I have heard very few, especially seniors, African-American seniors, saying they didn't want it. I think there's still a generation out there saying, you know, that's mostly the younger generation, I don't want it, referring back to history. But I think that that's starting to turn a corner. Right now, it's not available for certain age groups. So I think that as it becomes available, you're going to see a difference.
Did the state do a good job in figuring out the zip codes that needed to be included at this site?
I'm going to say the same thing again, as I said before. I think that because it's the first time the state worked with what they had, there are other zip codes who have contacted my office and said, why aren't we included? According to what I've been told from the folks in the state, that they did look at those demographics. They did look at the health disparities. Could it have reached further? I'm sure it could have. However, I think that it was targeted on purpose to make sure that those most vulnerable communities would be able to get a chance for this vaccine. That really doesn't happen often. I know we're in the midst of a crisis, but I think in a crisis you have to make different decisions than you would normally make, and I think this is just one of them.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.